Over the past few weeks, as I've been watching television, my interest has been drawn to a particular Hallmark ad for something that they call one of their keepsake ornaments. And maybe you have seen it. It's been on television a lot. And this particular keepsake ornament features a small Santa, sitting on top of a chimney. And on that chimney is kind of a digital clock. And that digital clock, which is kind of a reverse clock, gives us the days, the hours, the minutes, and the seconds of a big day. I guess at the proper time, it will signal us in some way. Maybe the Mormon Tabernacle Choir will sing. Maybe the chimney will blow up, and I'm not quite sure. But it will signal to us that Christmas is here. It will also signal that Christmas is gone. There's only one thing wrong with this cutesy little ornament. It's got the time all wrong. It has Christmas and Advent backwards. Our Christmas does not end when that little gizmo goes off. Our Christmas has its start on the 25th of December. It lasts for 16 days until the feast of the baptism of the Lord, which is on the 9th of January next year. And we should not pay attention to this or any other backwards alarm clocks. One of the great problems we have when we push our spiritual snooze buttons is that it causes us to procrastinate. It causes us to put things off. There's a story told about three apprentice devils who were preparing to leave for Earth in order to deceive humankind. And of course, before they left, they had to have their interview with the big boss, Satan. And he asked them what they would do in order to deceive people and to cause their downfall. Well, the first little devil said, "I plan to convince them that there is no God." The second little devil said, "I plan to convince them there is no hell." The third one answered and said, "My plan is a lot more simple. I just plan to convince people that they have plenty of time to prepare for their ultimate end, and there's no rush for them to get ready." And Satan the boss smiled, and he said, "Do that, my son, and you'll deceive many." The moral of the story is this. There are certain things in our life that we should not put off. There are certain things that should not be postponed because we do not know whether tomorrow will come for us. At the start of this season of Advent, let us not forget its purpose. In contrast to that commercialized celebration that Hallmark keepsake suggests, let us remember that this is meant to be a quiet and a reflective time, a quiet and reflective time in the midst of all of the hubbub. Advent is a time, it's meant to be a time to hope, a time to hope for lasting peace among nations, a time to reorient our lives and reflect on the eventual coming of God's kingdom. We are challenged. We are challenged to turn these hopes into realities. The challenge of Advent begins now. When that alarm clock sounds tomorrow, let it be a reminder to all of us to awaken our hearts in preparation for the coming of Jesus into our lives at Christmas and at the end of our days. My friends, God loves you all. God bless you.